evening.
What up, Mormons?
That's what we should do from now on.
We are. I'm starting it.
To, like, make a little call.
Yo, what up, Mormons? All right. So, it's a pretty good day here in the little barn for the latter day. This is Colleen.
And this is Anna.
Hello.
And you're listening to KVRX.
Austin.
91.7.
FM. Wow, that was hot.
We should do that every show, too.
Yeah, we have to... Okay, keep track of these. Whoever keeps track of everything that we say we should do that every show wins a prize. A date with me and Anna.
Ooh.
Hey. Big love style.
Yeah. Going back to what we talked about last week. Nice way to tie it in.
Yeah, it was good. Thanks. Cool. So today our topic is the Lord's Law of Health. Which I would say is a pretty signature topic for the LDS Church. I think a lot of people focus on what we call the Word of Wisdom.
Yeah, it's one of the big things that kind of sets us apart. Because everybody's like, oh, you're Mormon. Oh, so you don't drink or smoke or, you know, drink caffeine or any of that stuff, right? So it is something that definitely sets us apart.
Yeah, word. There's also a lot of do's, however, which I'm particularly excited to talk about because I'm on South Beach. The South Beach diet has helped me lose 17 pounds.
Yes. And that's Colleen's infomercial for the South Beach diet.
Yes.
Good job.
Fiona, I love you. She is my beach buddy.
Oh, is that what they call them?
Yeah. Beach buddies.
Beach buddies.
I love Fiona. She has done awesome as well, and she looks really hot.
So how much have you lost?
I think I've lost, let's see, I started at like 169 or something, and now I'm like 152 as of this morning.
Wow.
So what is that? Yeah, 17,
17
right?
pounds.
Yeah. I look much more svelte. Much more svelte. I'm a pretty hot girl. Audiences. Just kidding. But
we can say whatever we want because you guys can't see us.
Yeah, you can't see us. But I promise, we're cuties. There's someone filming outside of the booth. I don't know what that's all about, but, all right, whatever. But yeah, so the Word of Wisdom, promotes, fruits, veggies, kind of sparing meat, whole grains. That's how every LDS person is supposed to eat, whether or not that actually happens.
Yeah.
But, we don't drink alcohol.
No, we don't, use any kind of tobacco products.
Right. Tobacco is bad.
Yes. And most of the stuff that are don'ts is not something that is, you know, just our church saying don't. Like, it's just being healthy. Like,
exactly.
You know, smoking kills. Chewing tobacco kills. You know, it's just guidelines for everyday use that people
guidelines for health.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll be happier and better people if we're healthy. And if we're healthy and pure, we can have the Spirit with us more readily.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And that's what it's all about.
When have you struggled with the Word of Wisdom, Miss Anna?
Oh, let me see.
Whatever aspect that may be.
Well, I mean, it's not so much that I had, like, a problem. Like, I was, you know, drinking or smoking or anything like that. But it's mostly just standing up for yourself, because a lot of people are like, oh, you're Mormon, let's see if we can get you to drink, you know?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Where I grew up, you know, I was like the only one in high school my age. Yeah. So all of my friends would go to parties on the weekends, and I was usually the designated driver because I didn't want to see my best friend end up in a ditch somewhere. So I would go, and it'd always be like, oh, yeah, you're the Mormon girl. You want a shot, you know? And I'm like, no,
that's annoying.
That's okay.
All the listeners that are listening right now, there's nothing more annoying than trying to get an LDS person to drink.
Yeah,
it's not funny.
It's not.
It's really
not
stupid.
Not even when you spike their stuff, because I've had that happen to me.
Really?
Yeah, sad to say.
What punks?
Yeah, it was actually, it's not a funny story. But now I know, I guess, how I act a little bit under the influence, because there was like one Christmas, and at Sonic, they do the eggnog shakes.
Oh,
and if anybody's had them, I love eggnog, but those things are disgusting. But I spent, you know, $2 on it, so I wasn't going to waste it. I'm also frugal, if you can't tell.
And another LDS feature.
this guy was like, I guess thinking that since I thought I was awful in the first place, I wouldn't notice if there was something more in there. And needless to say, you know, I didn't notice for like a good 10 minutes. But then afterwards, I just got like really kind of crazy. Like not like wild and crazy, but just like
kind of weird.
Weird, yeah. And so I was like, I don't like this anymore. So I threw it out. And like a week later, I found out that it was spiked. And ooh. I was really mad. And that guy
really
heard
irritated
it.
Too. What a punk.
Yeah. Not one of my highlights of my life, but I would say that's the only time that, yeah. I mean, you know, now most of my friends are members of the church. And so I don't really get that pressure anymore.
Yeah. Dude. My biggest thing is, well, not anymore, now that I'm on South Beach with my beach buddy, Fiona. But
beach buddy.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah, I used to eat really junky, and that was kind of my thing. But now I don't, so it's pretty exciting. But now it's even worse when I do eat junky, because I'm so used to feeling, like, so pure and awesome on the inside. Yeah. And then I eat, like, Fritos with cheese and, like, salsa and, like, eat, like, a whole plate of nachos, and I'm like, oh, at the time. But then I'm like, at the end.
Yeah, well, I mean, some diets, you know, they do say it's okay to eat that kind of stuff. So, I've heard, like, LA weight loss.
Yeah. No, don't eat processed foods, guys.
And speaking of
processed,
no, I don't know how to tie
speaking
that in.
Speaking of processed, we're talking about processed music.
Yes.
Woo! No, that didn't work either.
that's
speaking
mean.
Of processed.
Speaking of things that are good.
Hey, that's a good
and
one.
And original. We.
Like Fritos.
Would like to play some music tonight.
Yes.
This band is called New Holland, and they're from Orem, Utah. We have Tyson, Billy, Jordan, and Dean. And if you'd like to check them out, you can go to their website at www.newhollandrock.com.
New Holland Rock.
I suggest it. And the first song that we're going to play is called
Days Gone By.
And I like this song. I was actually listening to it today on their MySpace. And that's another way to check them out. They have MySpace. Everybody has MySpace.
Everybody has MySpace. It's true.
Yes.
Even KVRX has a MySpace site.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's true.
And I
You gotta add us, yo. All right, so here we are with
Days Gone by New Holland.
Righteous.
Stay.
kind of care. When things go by, I realize there's nothing left for me to say. Nothing left for me to say to you. As things go by, I realize there's nothing left for me to say. Nothing left for me to say to you.
What up?
Yeah, I really like them. New Holland, good guys.
They sound very Newfound Glory-ish. Very like, neener, 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 neener.
You know what I mean? That's the last, like, 5 seconds of the song.
Yeah, sure. It's very like, neener, 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 like with whammy bars and the like. But that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so I got a little message for you. From Travis County Medical Society. This new year, the Blood and Tissue Centers of Central Texas are proud to join the community blood drive and remind us all that the need for a safe and secure blood supply is now with us. If you are healthy and qualified, do your part and donate blood. 40,000 units of blood and blood components are needed every day. So donate blood at the hospital or blood bank of your choice. This message has been courtesy of the Blood and Tissue Centers of Central Texas in Austin. On the air, wishing everyone a happy and healthy new year.
My roommates, Kimberly and Britta, they actually went to go donate blood not that long ago. And I was kind of sad because I love donating blood.
Me too.
It's good stuff. What type are you?
O positive. That's right.
O positive? I'm O negative.
Oh!
O negative. Pretty rare, so I always feel like obligated to go donate.
That's pretty cool.
What was that noise? Did you hear that? Did you?
And all of a sudden, I got some... Excuse me.
Okay, so have you guys heard that?
Something
Sorry
crazy
about that.
Is happening.
So let's see. Back to topic. Word of wisdom. I guess to give those people that are listening who aren't members of the church a kind of background on this. We believe in revelations. We believe that people can receive, whether personal or for other people. You know, today we believe that, you know, if you ask, you shall receive it. Well, there's this revelation given back in the somewhat beginning days of the church about how we should live our lives and be healthy. And so that's
and
where this came from.
Wouldn't you know it? All these years later, it's every single recommendation from every single doctor.
Yeah, it's true. They hit it on the nose. Let's see. We already talked about, you know, alcoholic drinks and tobacco, but something else that some people know and some people don't know is tea and coffee. You know, coffee is really strong and it's really bad on your intestines. And tea, if it's used bad, we have, you know, a lot of people, well, some people just refrain from it altogether, but there's herbal tea, like all natural stuff that isn't quite frowned upon. But if
basically
it's
what
too
it
much
all
caffeine.
Is, yeah, basically what it all is addictive substances.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're addicted to like Fritos, like me, you should avoid them. In general, it's just anything that's addictive that's keeping your body from being able to be self-sufficient and relying on God alone would be not a good thing. Yep. So, yeah, but I'm really thankful for the word of wisdom because, man, it sure does keep us ladies pretty.
And healthy.
Pretty and healthy.
And we're not going to die at a young age and get old wrinkled skin. Or look older at a young age. Because smoking makes you look
smoking
old.
Smoking makes you look old. Drinking, gross, liver issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and it's funny because everyone says that like Mormons are like especially hot or something, which is funny. I don't know if it's true or not. But a lot of people say that. I definitely think it's because it's the word of wisdom.
Because we're healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's a pretty awesome thing. And I actually went shopping for swimsuits the other day.
I hate shopping for swimsuits.
Yeah. I found this, like, Marilyn Monroe, like, white halter top swimsuit. And see, as an LDS girl, we believe in modesty. So it's not like I can go out and buy a bikini that are so prevalent these days. I got to find me a good one piece that isn't skanked out, right? So I'm looking everywhere, and I find this Marilyn-esque white halter, which is fantastic because it's as modest can be as far as swimsuits go. And it looks fantastic thanks to South Beach. I look pretty dang good in a swimsuit now.
I hope they're going to give you, like, something free.
Yeah, they should give me.
So many times.
Yeah. But, and the only reason that I get excited about it is because it's totally has worked. It's awesome. But anyway, yeah, so I'm looking pretty good in the swimsuit. I'm like, yeah, righteous. Awesome. Awesome. It's all about the word of wisdom. I look at the price tag, $110. Mm. No.
Yeah.
What have you spent? Okay.
Man.
What's the most ridiculous thing you spent the most amount of money on?
Oh, geez. I don't want to say that because my mom's listening.
Hi, Mom. She's going to... Welcome to the slumber party.
Yeah, she's going to... I'm trying to think. It's probably something music related.
Yeah.
We, I don't know. I wouldn't call it a ridiculous amount, but we did fly / drive to the very last Get Up Kids show in Kansas City, Missouri.
And, I know a bunch of people that went to that.
I spent some money on that. But I, you know, it was well worth it, in my opinion.
Cool. Well, speaking of good bands, let's play the last New Holland song, eh?
Yeah, it's called Nonfiction. Hope you guys like it. And, 'cause I know I do.
What a true story of love! Tells it so clearly, assigning blame to every undeserving person, everyone other than you. These broken, meaningless promises are currency that you'll trade for sympathy from anyone.
Sympathy from anyone.
And I hope that you hear this song and insist it's all saw me now.
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Didn't you?
I don't know the rest of the words.
Yeah, because that's all that they ever play of that song now.
Welcome back.
Like on car commercials.
We should sing popcorn popping.
Oh, no.
I looked out the window and what did I see? Popcorn popping on the apricot tree. Spring has brought me such a nice surprise. Popcorn popping right before my eyes. I can take an armful and make a treat. A popcorn ball that would smell so sweet. It wasn't really so, but it seemed to me. Popcorn popping on the apricot tree. Oi! Woo!
I think Colleen took a little bit of her crazy juice tonight. I don't know if that's part of the South Beach diet, but apparently it makes you crazy. Watch out. They don't put that disclaimer
that
in the bottle.
That was the best performance ever on KVRX Austin.
You really have a pretty voice.
I was singing primary songs.
Still, you could have been singing the doo-doo on a stick song. And yes, I remember.
Doo-doo on a stick. Doo-doo on a stick.
I remember when you told me to put that on a t-shirt.
It was poop on a stick.
Oh, well.
Doo-doo,
same thing.
Poop.
They smell the same. Oh, we've resorted to toilet humor. We need to do something.
We need to purify ourselves. Only like the atonement can. Yes. I heart Jesus Christ.
Yes, he's an amazing guy. And I am thankful for the word of wisdom. Seriously.
Me too.
I like being addiction free. You know,
yeah.
I have so many friends
totally
who are like,
freeing.
I have to go downtown this weekend. I have to drink. I have to do all this other stuff. And
they're stressed out, so they have to go.
Yeah, so they have to go
smoke,
do this stuff.
They have to go smoke pot, or they have to go.
And when I'm stressed out, I go take a bath. You know,
yeah,
like,
or I go running.
That's good. Yeah.
Or I go ride my bike somewhere, or like I call my beach buddies, or, you know, whatever.
There's plenty of other things to do besides, you know.
It's nice.
Those kind of things. And
cool.
They keep you looking good and healthy.
Yeah, they do. We're going to leave you with the giveaway.
Yeah.
And that Anna's going to announce
awesome
to you.
Giveaway.
And then we're going to take off. So here she goes.
All right. Monday, March 13th. It's called the Sub-City Take Action Tour with Matchbook Romance, Silverstein, The Early November, Amber Pacific, and Man Alive. If you would like those tickets, please call now. And thank you for listening.
495-KVRX, 495-5879-79. We heart you. We love you. Thank you for listening to The Bottom for the Latter Day.
Have a good night.